Hi, and welcome to Top Nonprofits Podcast. My name is Amy DeVita, and today I have the pleasure of being joined by the folks at PNP Staffing Group. They are located in New York City. We are speaking with Gail Brandel. She's the president and CEO of PNP Staffing Group. And also joining us is Robert Duval, who is the director of special projects. The topic of today's talk is all about nonprofit salaries and benefits. So there's something here, whether you're an organization hiring somebody or if you are a nonprofit professional or interested in becoming a nonprofit professional, tips and trends of what's going on out there and something useful for all of us. So thanks. Let's begin by finding out a little bit of history about this survey. So Gail, Robert, could you tell us a little bit about how the survey came to be and give us a little bit of background?
This has been a survey that we started about 15 years ago, and the reason we started it is because it became very apparent when we started this company that many of our clients were not very aware of how much they should pay in terms of the salaries to attract people to new jobs or how much they should pay their current staff. And since we feel and still feel that it is extremely important for nonprofit managers to know how much to pay their teams in order to remain competitive in the marketplace, we do this survey every single year.
What were the biggest surprises that you might have found in this year's survey?
We surveyed over 1,100 nonprofits and associations in the New York to D.C. area and got a very good response. I think our survey is recognized and well-received. And from that, we were able to not only put together useful salary information, as I said, but some very interesting findings in terms of what's going on. The most interesting to me is the growth of what they call Gen Y, or the millennials. About half of the respondents said that approximately 50% of their current staff are comprised of millennials, Gen Y. And this is a dramatic change with very important implications, because that generation has different expectations that they bring to the workplace, and also it means different responses on the part of people hiring them in how to retain them.
Do you feel that the Gen Y composition, for example, that takeaway, do you think that that's something that's that could be also taken applicable, you know, nationally, or do you think that's specific to the East Coast?
That is a national trend because the markets that we are in really reflect what's going on across the country in the nonprofit sector. In addition, we have many clients that are outside of these three marketplaces, and they too respond to us and let us know what's going on in the sector, and it is a national trend. I think, it is a trend that you'll see in the for-profit sector as well. I mean, Generation Y, the millennial sector group is now really taking over the workplace and is the largest group now in the workplace. So it is really a trend that crosses over from nonprofits to for-profits, and it is national.
To back up what Gail just said, we do three reports from our findings specific to New York, greater New York City area, the greater Philadelphia area, and the greater Washington, D.C. area, which includes Northern Virginia and Maryland. But in those findings, which are very similar, there are variations on the theme, we also get input, as Gail said, from others, clients, people we have worked with, nonprofits and associations across the country. And we can generalize out, even though we do not do reports for those areas because we don't have the volume to base it on. But from Philadelphia to San Francisco, you can say that the rise of the Gen Y group is very significant because they bring different expectations to the job. Let me mention one specific that's very important. We're finding that people stay on the job for less time. The old idea that I grew up with, that a person was more to be valued if she or he had stayed on the job for 20 years, is just no longer the case. Millennials and other studies have shown this, move around fairly frequently. So one of the things we asked our survey takers was, how do you respond to a resume which shows that a person has had 3 jobs in 10 years? And it was very interesting because a growing number of people in the sector are recognizing that they just have to accept that fluidity is part of what's going on today. So that they said that they would take a look at their resume, perhaps raise some questions about it, but they wouldn't rule it out as a sign that the person was not dependable on a job. In fact, what our respondents told us is that they now look to get 3 good years out of a new hire, and they're satisfied with that.
Can you tell us a little bit about any information you gleaned regarding the most important benefits that job seekers are looking for?
Because remember, the people taking our survey are the employers. And so we asked them, what are people now more than ever, that younger generation, Gen Y, the millennials, what do they want when they come into the job? Well, they're interested in salaries, of course, and salaries are important. Increasingly important for people who want to get the best talent, because the demand, with the growth of nonprofits, the demand for talent is outrunning supply. But what they heard, what they're hearing from good candidates, talented candidates, and what we are finding is that the number one thing that the people are looking for in interviews and in applying for a job are training and development, professional development opportunities. 56% overall of our respondents said that that was the number one thing, number one interest expressed by candidates. Number two was opportunities, clearly defined opportunities for promotion. 50% said that that was the second most often asked question. And then such considerations as flex time, 46% said that they found an interest in that, incentive pay plans, 31%, and support for continuing education, about 30%. I think that goes in with training and professional development also. What was interesting, though, is that while our respondents told us that they were hearing those interests most often, 68% of them said that they don't offer them. They don't have well-established and structured training and professional development opportunities or clearly defined opportunities in the organization for promotion. So one of the things we try to bring out in our report is that in a competitive marketplace for the best talent, if you want to get that talent, you better be paying attention as nonprofit managers to what people coming in want to find.
There are two very important things to the new generation of workers, and that is to be able to be trained and develop their careers and be promoted and all of that. That's very important, as well as salary, which is the second major contributing factor to keeping people on staff. The sector has grown tremendously. It's also the salaries have gone up and are very, many of them are fairly substantial now. There is no question that people in the sector work very hard. They care very deeply. They usually have a mission that they are promoting and they're working for, so they tend to work hard. However, those days where you did not have to pay somebody anything and the job was done out of the goodness of their heart just doesn't exist any longer. And if nonprofits have become much more sophisticated. They're not looking for people just because they care. They're looking for people who are really good at their work and who are good at their jobs and will be able to grow the institution and provide better services. So they're looking for good talent just like any other corporation might.
Right, because there's a demand increasingly for certain skills. It's not only people who are committed to the mission of the organization, but people who, by their skills, can contribute to the advancement of that organization. And to get them and keep them, you have to pay them reasonably. I remember a few years ago during the Great Recession, we would encounter here at PNP Staffing Group people who would say, well, I can just go out on the sidewalk and find plenty of people who are out of work and looking for jobs. Mm-hmm. That is not true anymore. It's a candidate's market. People with good skills and good abilities will find that there are a lot of openings. We saw in other studies, and we cited that in ours, that there are estimated to be, projected to be 1.5 people available for every job opening in the sector in 2016.
Are there specific skills that were uncovered in your research or in your anecdotal conversations that are highly sought after?
Well, you know, in the nonprofit sector, you have to know how to use technology as well. So, you know, being able to use Word and to really know your way around a computer system and you know, just knowing how to use social media and knowing how to use marketing. I mean, those are still very important skills in the nonprofit sector as well. In terms of specific sector kinds of experience, the two most important areas of expertise that most managers in the nonprofit sector are seeking are fundraising experts. And this year, as well as last year, actually, but this year in particular, program services people, because the sector is growing, programs and services are being expanded, and so the need for people who can run programs, develop programs, create programs, is on top of high on the list as well. But fundraising is always a very critical and crucial part of any organization's talent search.
Some of our respondents did express real concern is in certain skills that they find lacking, like the ability to write and 68% said that that was an issue for them, the inability to write clearly. Then 42% said the lack of a strong work ethic. And a very large number said unpolished interpersonal verbal skills. So it's not only being able to use a computer, but in this age of texting and tweeting, to be able to communicate effectively with people.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Gail and Robert, for sharing this overview of the surveys with us. It's really amazing and useful information for those of us in the audience who work at nonprofits, who do hiring, and for those of us who are looking for a new opportunity. So thank you for joining us today. I would like to also invite anybody in the audience to check out those surveys. They are available for free download at PNP's website, and it's pnpstaffinggroup.com. And before we leave, I would like to just give the folks from PNP the final word, and thank you all.
Thank you, Amy. It's always nice to speak to you. So thank you very much. I just want to close this by saying that, you know, the next decade or so is really the this particular sector will continue to grow tremendously. And organizations in the sector really provide wonderful, wonderful work to the community. It is a wonderful place to work for those people that are candidates out there who are looking for jobs that really have meaning and where they can make a fairly good salary as well. In terms of the organizations in the sector, you know, recruiting and retaining talent is now the most important thing that they need to do, because as we go into the next part of this decade, there will be far fewer supply of a far less supply in the marketplace of people in the workforce than there is right now. So it is important for nonprofits to really focus on developing a process and a policy that recruits and retains the best staff, the best talent for the future. And that is really the issue of the upcoming years, is really retaining and finding talent to provide services to the public.